Our text today for today is Luke 19, 1 through 10, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. A little background. It's about a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, despised by many Jews, loved by very few. He heard that Jesus was in town. He wanted to see who he was. Imagine the shock he went through when Jesus called his name, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come on down. Sounds like the price is right, you know. But you're going to see in this story, this account, how he became a changed man. Starting with verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho, made his way through town. And there was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but because he was too short to see over the crowd, he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, come, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner. They grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half of my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I cheated people in their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came and saved those who are lost. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Well, good morning. My name is Nathan Duggar, and for the time being, I am here as a ministry intern as I continue my theological education at Duke. For some of you all, you may be a little anxious and a little nervous seeing me up here. Some of you have seen me written notes and cards before, and you may be concerned about your lunchtime. One of your blessings today is that I am also using this message as part of my schooling, and the good news for you is this assignment does have a time limit on it. So we will be getting out. You don't have to cancel your plans, send anybody text messages while I'm talking saying we're going to be here all day. You can keep your lunches in your seat. We'll have plenty of time for that. But before we get started, would you go with me to the Lord in a word of prayer? Gracious God, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts this morning be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we have been moving through a series on table fellowship and hospitality. And we're going to continue that conversation today as we talk about the story of Zacchaeus. Now, how many of you all, on a beautiful Saturday like we had yesterday, maybe you got up a little late, you enjoyed sleeping in, you stayed in your PJs a little longer than you normally would, you weren't rushing out the door to go to work, maybe you were relaxing watching a football game or baseball, enjoying some food, and all of a sudden, you suddenly turn into a secret agent. And you're sneaking through the house and hiding behind doors and peeping out the blinds to see who's out there. Now, I can't be the only one who does that. So what is it about that unexpected guest that suddenly turns all of us into some spy who's hiding through the house hoping that we haven't been noticed, that maybe they don't know that we're home? Turn the lights off really quick. I don't know about for you all, but as I thought about this today, for me, I'll be honest. One of the reasons that I do it is embarrassment. If I'm being really honest, I don't want to open the door to whoever is on the other side because I don't want them to see the toys scattered through the house. I don't want them to see the dirty dishes that I have in the sink that I haven't gotten into the dishwasher because I've got clean dishes in the dishwasher that I haven't gotten the cabinets yet. I've got toiletries all over the counter where I've gotten ready that I haven't put back in their place. Who knows when the last time I vacuumed up all that animal hair was? Oh my gosh, the place is a wreck. I can't let anybody see this. I'll be embarrassed. If I'm being even more honest, if I dig a little deeper behind that embarrassment, the reality is, I don't want to be vulnerable. See, I've done a really good job of fixing myself up and portraying who I want everyone to see and to know is Nathan. But I really don't want people to see what life is really like. And unfortunately, the house situation when you knock on the door is probably a pretty good indication of the chaos that I can live my life in. Now, I don't know about for you all. Maybe when somebody knocks on your door, you fling the thing wide open and come on in. Maybe you don't turn into a secret agent. But if you do, this morning as we continue that conversation around hospitality, I want you to pause. Take some time this week and think about, what is that thing for you? What is the reason that you don't immediately run to the door and open it wide for whoever is on the other side? What is that in your life? The thing I love about our story today is we see Zacchaeus. And so we've got this journey. Jesus is coming through and he stops under this tree and he's like, "Hey, Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree. I need a place to stay, and I'm staying with you today." And what do we see? We see Zacchaeus hop down out of that tree, and he's like, "Jesus, let me run to the store, and then I need to go pick up a few things, and I'm going to go home and clean. You can drop by in 4 or 5 hours. It'll be fine." No. Zacchaeus says, "Come on." And he immediately invites Jesus back to his home. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about why I think that is in just a minute. But the other thing that we see in this text is Jesus flips the script on hospitality. See, Jesus isn't going to go spend time with Zacchaeus as the host. Jesus is going as the guest in Zacchaeus's space. Now, one of the reasons that this is so phenomenal is because of who Zacchaeus is. As Jim mentioned earlier, Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. This guy, amongst his community, would have been considered the biggest crook of them all. Imagine a present-day situation with the fighting that we have seen between Russia and Ukraine. Russia has, in this situation, invaded Ukraine. They've taken over this area and territory, and you're a Ukrainian. and your next door neighbor decides that they're going to go join forces with the Russians, and they're going to come around to your house, demand money from you all the time, all while lining their own pocket, and then giving the rest over to the Russians so that they can continue the occupation of your community. That's how people in this Jewish community felt about Zacchaeus. He was a traitor. He was no good scum of the earth. And yet, Jesus went to be with him. Now, I think the reason that that is so phenomenal is because not only did Zacchaeus enter that uncomfortable seat by immediately inviting Jesus back to his house, but I think the reason that he immediately invited him back to his house is because Zacchaeus finally had a guest. Someone actually wanted to spend time with him. I bet this poor man was concerned for his life and safety all the time. I can honestly say he probably didn't have any friends. Because even the Romans that he was helping give money to, they would have looked at him and thought he was a traitor too. Why would they want to be friends with him? This poor guy was probably completely isolated and alone, and someone wanted to spend the night with him. Do we ever have any of those people in our community? People that we feel are completely isolated. Maybe you know somebody who is all alone. Somebody who would never have any guests. See, what Jesus does for us in this story in flipping that model is he shows us that maybe we, as the church, need to reimagine our role from host to guest. Have you ever wondered why in this same gospel in Luke, back in the 9th chapter, Jesus has gathered his disciples and he's sending them out two by two. And do you remember what he tells them? He tells them to go in verse 3. But he says, don't take any food with you, don't take any money with you, don't take any extra clothes with you, don't take your bags with you. Just go. I think part of the reason is that shows a dependency. They have to depend on God for their provision. But do you know what it also does? It places them in the seat of a guest. They now have to go and be a guest in other people's spaces. See, we in the church have gotten really good as we wrap our minds around what it is to be host. We do it all the time. We love to invite people into our space. We love to do things all the time and constantly come be a part of our group. Come to church with me. Come do this activity with me. Come do this thing at my home. Come to me. Jesus sent his disciples and said, go. Go to them. So as we think about this model of hospitality, Jesus invites us through this to think about what it is to be a guest. To be willing to be a guest in someone else's space. Because the change happens from host to guest in a power model, As the host, I'm the one in control. I'm the one that has the power. I'm the one that's safe and secure because you're on my turf, on my terms. As guest, I'm vulnerable. I'm the one that has to ask for things and ask for permission. I'm in the kitchen and I don't have the slightest idea where anything is in here. Are we willing to be a guest in someone else's space? In the world in which we have been given? Are we willing to move into those places and spaces where Jesus is calling us to do life with people where they are? Allowing them to host us. The space where they are comfortable, where they have the power, and where we can go and be treated to the hospitality that they have to offer us. Now, being in that seat of a guest is a very uncomfortable seat to be in. It's very uncomfortable to be on somebody else's terms. It's very uncomfortable to be in somebody's space. What if it was somebody's space that we didn't really like? And yet we are called to go. Jesus goes and dines with Zacchaeus, and all of the people in the community are in an uproar because Jesus was moving into someone else's space, but someone's space that they despised. We have been called to move into a space to say, you know what? I see you. You matter, and I'm coming to you. Our invitation today, as we look at the model that Jesus has given us for hospitality, is not simply to always be the host, but sometimes that's to be vulnerable with ourselves, to be open and to be honest and transparent. And sometimes that's also to move into the space of being someone else's guest, allowing them to host and bless us and our lives on their terms and show Jesus to them the same way that Jesus met Zacchaeus, exactly where Zacchaeus was. So as we leave this space today, I want you to think about Think about what it is for you to play host. What are those spaces in your life and those reasons that playing host for you is a scary thing? What is it also for you to be guest? What does it mean for you to look out into the world that God has given you? And to think about, who are those people in my sphere that may not have someone, that may be on the fringes of society, that may be on the outskirts and ostracized, that I can reach out to, not just to invite them back to my space, but to go with them where they're comfortable and be willing to be uncomfortable in their space? Would you pray with me? Gracious God, Lord, we thank you that you have shown us what it is to be host, but you have also shown us what it is to be guest. Just as you have called your disciples to come and follow, you have also called them to go. God, we recognize that you have called us. You are equipping us, and you are sending us forth out into your world to take the same message of love that Jesus took to Zacchaeus, because we see that it transformed Zacchaeus' life that day, simply because Jesus went to spend time with Zacchaeus in His space. What could we do if we, as your disciples, moved into the world, into the spaces that you have given us and called us to? How might this world be transformed by your love? God, we are excited that you have given us that calling, and we're excited that you are going to give us a desire to move into that this day. All this we ask in Jesus' name.